friends. Welcome to Story Behind Podcast. This is the show for people who love hearing a good story and who believe the world could use more positivity. We're the team behind God Updates and God Too, and we hope these weekly short stories will brighten your day.
For too long, Valerie Bertinelli let weight hold her back, but not anymore. Written by Hallie Wells, read by Alyssa Forsberg. Valerie Bertinelli's weight, her struggles with the scale, and her freedom from religiously stepping on it are discussed in her third book related to her lifelong battle. But the 62-year-old actress is not letting weight hold her back any longer. Valerie Bertinelli has played many roles in her life. She's been the real-life wife of rocker Eddie Van Halen, Barbara Cooper, the sweet teen next door on One Day at a Time, and Melanie on Hot in Cleveland. Valerie has hosted shows on the Food Network. She's also been the spokesperson for Jenny Craig, appearing in nearly 25 television movies, and she's authored 5 books. Valerie became a child star at the age of 15. She appeared weekly for 9 years on One Day at a Time. In the years that followed, viewers and fans have watched beautiful Valerie move up and down the scale. They tuned in as Valerie Bertinelli openly shared her struggles with weight. And that's just one more reason this down-to-earth and likable television icon is so very relatable. With the release of her book in January 2022, a memoir titled Enough Already, Valerie committed to the practice of not weighing every day. Giving up the scale is hard to do when stepping on it each morning has been a ritual for one's entire life. However, Valerie says it's working. Before, Valerie was consistently disappointed with the number on the scale. She wrote in an essay for New Beauty, "The number on the scale is never low enough. It's always too high. So I'm going to just crawl under the covers and not have anyone see me until it is. I'll be happy once all the weight is gone." She found that choosing not to weigh has had a positive impact on her mental and emotional health. By abstaining from the scale, Valerie has begun to learn to self-regulate. And to Valerie's delight, her clothes are still fitting and not ballooning up as she feared. In addition, Valerie Bertinelli is trying to be kind to herself, to love herself at whatever weight she is. That's hard, and it may be particularly difficult for a person who has grown up on camera. "I'm doing my best to live by the words I've written, to not care what the scale says," she explained. "I think that's important. I think many, many, many people live with the lie that we were told, that we're unlovable when we gain weight, and it's simply not true." Valerie realizes she sometimes turns to food in stressful or emotional times. Now more aware of that habit, Valerie is working to allow herself to experience the feelings without turning to food. Valerie walks alongside so many others who struggle with weight and unhealthy relationships with food. "It's all a test, and we'll see how it works, but I do know that my mental health has improved immensely because I stopped looking at the scale every morning. And that's the first big step for me," she said. Being honest about her personal struggles, Valerie is helping others. They're inspired to achieve self-acceptance, improve their self-esteem, and ultimately, understand that love is much more about who we are than how we look. Charm is deceitful and beauty is passing, but a woman who fears the Lord, she shall be praised. Proverbs 31:30. God sends woman and her dog jogging past funeral home. Then a little girl asks her to stop. Written by Mel Johnson. Read by Alyssa Forsberg. A woman named Emily Byman and her dog Blue jogged by a funeral home where 6-year-old Raylan Nass sat outside. The little girl asked the pair to stop so she could pet Blue. Emily had no idea that Raylan's father had just died, and what happened next is all God. God has an incredible way of putting the right people in the right place just when we need them most. And this was certainly the case when he sent Emily Byman and her dog Blue jogging past a particular funeral home in Arkansas. Raylan Nass adored her father, Davey. Tragically, though, the 41-year-old dad passed away from colon cancer. The loss left his family devastated, but it hit 6-year-old Raylan especially hard. She was very proud of her dad, the girl's mother, Lacey, explained. She always wanted to introduce her dad to just about anybody. On the day of her father's viewing, Raylan sat outside on the steps of the funeral home. She noticed a woman and her dog coming down the sidewalk. And it turns out, God had sent this furry angel right when Raylan needed it most. Raylan stopped Emily, asking if she could pet Blue, and this kind-hearted woman and her dog were more than happy to grant the little girl's request. The sweet child loved on Blue and gave him a huge hug, and that's when she shared the news about her father with Emily. Next, Raylan hit Emily with the heart-wrenching request. She invited the woman and her dog inside to meet her dad. Even though Emily wasn't dressed for the occasion, she could sense how much this meant to Raylan, and she knew what she had to do. Everyone was kind of looking around like, where did she come from? Lacey explained of the moment her daughter walked in with a complete stranger. She came in right next to Ray like they'd known each other for so long. There was that connection there. It didn't take long before everyone realized something bigger was going on here. This random woman and her dog off the street weren't walking in by chance. Divine intervention had called them there. She made me feel better by her kindness, Raylan said of her instant bond with Emily. And it was a blessing for the whole family. I think God led you and Blue over here today for a reason, Raylan's aunt and uncle told Emily with tears running down their faces. Blue's love and gentleness that she has shown her has touched our hearts. The powerful moment just goes to show how, even in the darkest times of our lives, God is still at work. He knew just what this young, grieving girl needed and sent her comfort through a woman and her dog. Emily and Raylan may have started out as total strangers, but that's not the case anymore. After their divine encounter on the street, the two share a special bond and have continued to get together. And Emily is just as grateful for this special connection as Raylan and her family. I'm especially thankful for God allowing us to meet this special little girl on one of the hardest days of her life. She's the perfect reminder of God's goodness and faithfulness through every storm, Emily said. No matter what you face today, know you are not alone. God is with you and will provide for your every need. My God will supply every need of yours according to his riches and glory in Christ Jesus. Philippians 4:19.
Thank you so much for listening to Story Behind Podcast. We're really glad you joined us for this week's story. To see photos and videos that may have been referenced in this episode, check out the links in the show notes. And if you enjoyed what you heard today, subscribe to our podcast and please tell a friend about us. We'd also love it if you'd rate us and leave us a review. It really does help more people find us. Story Behind is a Salem Web Network production.
Hey everybody, I'm Dale.
And I'm Tamara.
We're hosts of the Kynos Project podcast,
where we help you tackle ancient Christian truths in everyday settings.
To learn more and subscribe, go to lifeaudio.com.